Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
Pray, cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for. Everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transforming Your Life. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Give me one second. I don't know why. All of a sudden, I'm all locked up. I have to clear my throat. Sorry about that. Sheesh. Okay. What a way to end the new year. Gosh, what am I grateful for today? Well, I am so grateful for my amazing chiropractor, Dr. Kim Casavant, because she is why I am here today with you all. I put a rib out the last, I don't know when it actually went out, but it was sort of in the process of going out over a couple of days, and it finally totally went out, and it was so bad yesterday that I was completely bedridden the whole day. I had to get my daughter to take me to the chiropractor. I couldn't even drive. I could barely get in and out of the car. So I am extremely grateful for Dr. Kim. She's wonderful, and she knows my body so well. It's amazing. I'm grateful for you, the listeners. I'm also grateful for all the new people who have liked my Facebook page this week. There's been quite a few. Elizabeth, Betty, Amanda, Sheila, Kelsey, Patty, I'm probably not going to say this right, but Kidaha and Brenda. So thank you so much. What are you grateful for today, this New Year's Eve day? You know, we have so much to be thankful for in so many areas in the world where well, anywhere that you live, there's things that you can be grateful for, no matter what's going on in your life. And that's really sort of the focus of the show today. What are you grateful for? And are you making New Year's resolutions? Because how many years have you made New Year's resolutions only to find that you don't follow through with them, and then you feel bad about it, and it just ends up being a negative thing rather than a positive thing? So I'm going to share some tips with you on a better way to handle New Year's and forget about the New Year's resolution. So start 2015 off with a new way of living in the present moment rather than projecting into the future. Because, you know, so many of us say, well, I'm going to get in shape this year. I'm going to look good in that bikini when July comes around. Or, you know, I'm going to quit smoking. And then it's projecting it into the future. And then when it doesn't happen, we're like, oh, my God, I can't believe that a whole year, you know, this is 6 months have gone by and now it's season and I'm still not ready to be in my bathing suit. So why not come back to the present moment and live in the moment rather than projecting into the future on how you're going to live and how you're going to behave in the future? When you can live now and make choices right now, you will be able to live each day to the fullest. So right now, say, for example, you do want to lose weight for whatever reason, to be more healthy, to look good on the beach this summer. You know, for our listeners, my listeners who are on the other side of the world in New Zealand and Australia, they're in summer now. So if you haven't gotten in your bathing suit yet or in beach body condition yet, you know, start today and then come to the States next summer and visit. So anyway, just a little bit of humor there. But no, seriously, because I do have listeners all around the world. I do have listeners in Australia, New Zealand, France, Ireland, Canada, of course, the United States. So I'd just like to include everyone. So when you are, for example, if you want to get in shape for whatever the reason, instead of projecting into the future, well, I want to lose 20 pounds by June, that's an okay goal, but then take that and live in the moment with it. So when you are standing in the kitchen at the refrigerator and you're going, geez, I'm hungry for something, but I'm not sure what it is, and you have a choice in that moment about what to put in your mouth, be consciously aware that you want to be good to your body because it's the only one you get this time around. And in the moment, rather than projecting into the future, well, I want to be in shape. Okay, that's great. So you want to lose weight and you be in shape. You do it in the moment and go day by day by day. When you can go a whole day with remembering that you want to have a better body, be in better shape, be more healthy, when you can go one whole day without eating sugar, or say if you want to quit smoking, without smoking, then by the end of the day, you are a different person than you were at the beginning of the day. And so be grateful for that and be kind to yourself and be, you know, show compassion to yourself that, wow, I made it a whole day with no sugar, or I made it a whole day without a cigarette. And when you wake up tomorrow, start that new day. Remember, you'll be a new person in the new day. And then a couple of days go by, and then the next thing you know, you're living in the moment, you're living day by day, and you're making decisions from your new thinking every single day. In our head are what control us. And when we are constantly worrying into the future or reviewing the past, how we should have done something differently, or contemplating some disaster that might be coming up in the future, you're wasting that moment of your life. And how many times have we projected into the future some disaster we think is absolutely going to happen, and then it never does? I know, as a charismatic leader, I do have a lot of other core qualities that I use in my life. And one of them is called a CI, which is a creative idealist. And this is based on Rhys Thomas's work, which I'm in the Rhys Thomas School of Energy Medicine now. And it's really wonderful and amazing work. And it's made me recognize and realize that I often live in my CI, my creative idealist, where my mind is somewhere else. It's off thinking somewhere else. It's in the future. It's in the past. It's, you know, it's whatever. Well, that's actually when I'm in my thinking mind. It's not a whole big thing. There's only 5 different types of core personality. So if you haven't checked out Rhys's work, I really encourage you to do it, because it can help you so much in your life in dealing with other people. So anyway, I get off into this thinker spin, and I think about, oh my God, what if this happens? What if he leaves me? What if I don't have the money to pay the rent or buy the car or blah, 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 blah? And then I can waste a whole day by doing that. And this may have happened to you too. So practice coming back to the moment. Practice canceling out a negative thought or projection or going into the past just a couple of minutes at a time. Vow to take the next 5 minutes, regardless of what happened previously in your life or what you think is going to happen. Take 5 minutes and stop all the negative thinking. Be kind. Don't rewind. My friend Elle came up with that, and I love it. She's such a master Zen artist. I love her. So be kind. Don't rewind. All the thoughts about things that you should have done, how things were so terrible in the past, you can't change it. You can learn from it. So as you celebrate this new year of 2015 that we are about to come into in less than 12 hours on the East Coast, and depending where you are in the country or in the world, you may already be in the new year. To my friends in Australia and New Zealand, I think that they already are in the new year. Practice some things to help live in the moment. Habits that you can change, practicing new behavior 5 minutes at a time. And before you know it, you will be a master at the art of living in the present moment. Now, I am going to take callers, and I know there are some of you who have been on the line for already quite some time, and people are asking in the chat room, will I accept questions from readings from the chat? It's difficult to accept questions from the chat If it's a very specific question, I can, as long as it's not a long, detailed question. It's really better live on the line, but you can post something in the chat and I will do my best to answer that there. All right, so that answers that. So hello to everyone in the chat room. Thank you for being here and taking time out of your busy day, and for those of you who are live on the line. So I am going to get to callers. Yes, I definitely am going to do that. So some reminders that can help you live in the now. Number one, remember that habits are changed by practicing new behavior. You get better when you do things, especially new things, by practicing them. You won't be perfect the first time you try to clear your mind from negative thinking. You won't be perfect the first time you say, I'm going to live in the now and not in the past or in the future. But when you practice it a few minutes at a time, you will master the art of present moment living. And it will be easier for you to come back into the present moment when you do spin off into the rewind or spin off into the future. Number two, do an honest assessment of your problems. This is really important because so many of us tend to really blow our problems out of proportion. And many times our problems are really only located in our heads and they're not located anywhere in reality. And many of them never really happen. We live life through the filter of our own mind. Every single one of you and every single one of our minds are using a different filter. So my perspective of something is going to be totally different of yours, even, you know, slightly different. So what you may be viewing as a problem, I may view as an opportunity or not an issue at all. So really take a look at and do an honest assessment of what your problems are, because very most likely, most of them are really in your head. Now, of course, if you don't have a job and you're wondering how you're going to pay the rent this month, that is, you know, a valid, real issue. But I encourage you, rather than looking at it as a problem, look at it as an opportunity to create something better in your life or a more interesting way to create income. And the possibilities can be endless, and you'll never know what possibilities can show up. Number three, take time to be mindful of everything around you. Begin to look at your entire surroundings with new eyes. Observe the details of the face, every face that you see around you, even your loved ones. How often have you really looked at the face of those that you love, the details of it, and appreciated maybe the crow's feet because you know they were created by smiling? You know, maybe the color of someone's eyes. Just take the time to really observe the things in your surroundings with new light and new eyes. When you do this, it becomes a habit and it will help you become aware of living in the present moment rather than projecting into the past or projecting into the future or rewinding into the past. Number four, change your attitude. Start an attitude redevelopment plan or program. And what this means is practice enjoying everything that you do, even taking out the garbage. You can be grateful for having the garbage because it meant that, you know, you had dinner last night or something. If you had cans in there, or I hope you're recycling if you've got cans or bottles. But anyway, I'm a huge recycle maniac, and my boyfriend is, every week he's so wonderful. He takes my trash to the compactor. We don't have trash pickup here. And he says, I've never seen anybody to have more recycle than you do. And I am a recycle lunatic. And my goal is never to have more than one tiny little bag of trash a week, because I you know, don't want it adding to the landfill and Mother Earth's stress that she has on us or on her from all the trash. So I encourage you to do that. So if you haven't done that this year, start your new year by recycling. And, you know, you don't have to be perfect, but every little bit counts. So be in the present moment, and rather than throwing that bottle in the trash can, throw it in the recycle bin. So be specific about an attitude redevelopment plan. Like I was saying earlier, I can so easily get off into a head spin of, where I'm worried about the future or inflecting on the past, bringing that into my present moment and saying, well, in the past, I've had terrible relationships with men, so any relationship that I have is going to end up terrible. Well, if that's what I'm thinking about, that's what I'm going to get, because the law of attraction, what you put out, you get back. So really, really, really think about that. Okay. That's a really, really key thing. What you put out, when they say what you give out comes back, it's not just what you give out in a sense of you give out kindness or whatever, and that, yes, that does come back to you. But it's even deeper than that. What thoughts you give out come back to you. So if you're thinking, oh, I'll never get a job that I really enjoy or making enough money, well, that is going to be true, because you're putting that out. You're giving that out to the universe, and the universe is going to answer that by giving you what you're putting out. So change your thinking moment to moment. Have an attitude readjustment. And again, you're not going to be perfect. So redevelop your attitude, and things will shift for you. And they can shift rather dramatically and quickly, especially when, you make it a practice to do regularly and you keep present in the moment 5 minute blocks at a time, 5 minute blocks at a time. You know, many of the 12-step programs teach you that it's one day at a time. It's not that I won't, not drink forever. It's not that I won't overeat forever, whatever, there's lots of 12-step different programs out there. You come back to the core, and that is living today. For today, I'm going to choose to eat healthy. For today, I'm going to choose not to have that drink. For today, I'm going to choose, for this 5 minutes, I'm going to choose not to have that cigarette because I'm stressed. Just for 5 minutes. And go 5 minutes at a time if you have to. That's the best thing that you can do for yourself and for others around you. All right. The switchboard is full. I am going to go to the call line. Somebody on the line or in the chat room must be having sinus stuff going on, because I was fine until I got on the air. And very often when I get on the air, there's somebody on the line, on the call, or in the chat room or listening who's got something physical going on, and it shows up in my body. So if that's any of you out there, just let me know so I can clear it and get rid of it. Okay, so I am going to take, this is a Massachusetts number, 508 is the area code, And the last four digits are 2941. And caller, I'd like you
and
to
the last
tell me,
four digits are 2941.
Tell me what you're grateful
and
for.
Caller,
and,
like you,
and if you can turn down your radio because there's lots of feedback, that would be great. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Cindy. Cynthia.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you today, honey?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right, tell me, before we get into your question, one thing that you're grateful for.
Being sober.
Congratulations. Good for you.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
And remember, listening to the show today, take it 5 minutes at a time if you have to, honey.
Okay.
Sometimes that's all you can give it. Okay. So what can I help you with today, Linda?
Actually, I was just grateful just to get on the show and my call answered today. I just wanted to wish you a happy new year and thank you. You've been wonderful as far as guidance, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you to call in and say that. And now I did help you with your kitty. Is that right?
Excuse me?
I said I saw you a couple of months ago, and you had a lost kitty. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cindy, he's actually not my kitty. He's a friend
okay.
of mine's kitty, but
okay.
I've been continuing to look for him.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
yeah. I still don't see him coming back. So you might want to take your present moment and focus it on spending time doing something for you. Okay.
Okay.
And quite happy where he's at. And,
okay.
You know, our animal friends are only meant to be with us for certain periods of time. And they're not always meant to be with us for their entire lifetime. So sometimes they will wander off to go to their next job. It's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you look for a new job and you find something great that you want to do, it's like that with our animal friends sometimes too. So bless him. He is safe. He's okay. And now take that energy that you've been focusing on, looking for him, and put it into yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Great. Very good. And so is there anything else today, Linda?
I'm a little concerned about my occupation.
Okay.
It's been really rough also as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if you had any insight on anything. I'm just really burned out with it.
Okay.
I'm a caretaker, so.
Uh-huh. And it looks like, do you get different cases at different times? Because it looks like sometimes that you'll have a heavier workload than others.
Well, I'm basically in the same place all the time.
Right. But
I'm working with the same people.
Okay. For some reason, it looks like sometimes the papers are higher piled up on the desk, so you have more... Either you've gotten more responsibility or have to do more administrative work kind of thing. But my guides are showing me papers, you know, like yellow manila folders piling up on the desk. So have you had to shift into doing more paperwork or taking on more clients or something?
Just a little more responsibility due to an unfortunate situation
okay.
at work. Yeah.
Okay, because that would be the folders that are piled up on the desk then, because they're showing me, you know, that you've got this bigger load to carry right now. And I don't see that shifting in the very near future, although my guides are saying, let's say I'm looking out on 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. It looks like it could shift 5 to 6 months out where do they need to hire somebody? Is that the issue? Or somebody's on long-term leave?
No, it's not that we're shorthanded. It's just due to there's a lot of tension in the house between staff right now and
Okay.
problems recently.
Okay, if somebody's not on leave, like long, you know, it looks like it'll start out to be short-term leave. It looks like somebody will be going out on some type of leave, whether it's stress leave or something. And that situation will, it looks like, create an opportunity in 5 to 6 months where things will shift and then things will start to improve.
Okay. So
stick it out, seeing another job on your plate right at the moment, another, you know, job opportunity, although, you know, this shift will make things better once it happens. So again, it looks like somebody is going to go out on leave, some kind of leave, whether it's medical. I feel like it's medically related. And then it seems like things start to simmer down a little bit once that person goes out.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. So in the meantime, my guides are saying put blinders on as much as you can, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do your work, put the blinders on, don't get involved in, don't put the tentacles out into the office problems or gossip, okay?
Okay.
Just put the blinders up, do your job, be present in the moment, and allow the other stuff to work out around you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for calling in, Linda, and I wish you a blessed new year with many happy moments and a lowered stress levels. Your stress level feels a little high.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying, Cynthia. I'm trying. It has been high, but I'm working on it, like you said, day by day, a few minutes at a time. And
that's all you can do. So,
It's all good. It's my birthday today, too. So.
Oh, happy birthday. I'm seeing balloons. That explains that. I thought it was for New Year's. Happy birthday. That's wonderful. So do something nice for yourself today. Do some self-care, even if it's to take a nice hot salt bath or bubble bath or something. You know, be kind to yourself, and that will help lower your stress level.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking my call.
I wish
you a very healthy and happy new year to you and your family.
Thank you.
I hope you feel better, too, with your rib.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, Linda, you take good care of yourself, and congratulations on your sobriety, and remember, just keep it up one day at a time.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day, Cynthia.
You too, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye. I love that. How sweet was that? She just called in to thank me for some of the things that I've helped her with. I saw Linda locally a couple of months ago, and she's such a sweet person. I appreciate that. Okay, so this next caller, you've been on hold for almost an hour. Thank you so much for your patience. I know you called in before the show even began. This is area code 914, last four digits 8224. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. How are you today?
I'm okay, thank you. I'm getting over a little sickness, so I'm not sure if I'm the reason why you kind of got stuffed up.
Ah, okay. You know, it's
I
funny.
I apologize.
Honey, don't apologize. It's because I'm just so open to everybody else's energies when I'm reading, so no need to apologize. So tell me one thing you're grateful for today.
I'm grateful for my family.
Very, very good. And okay.
I'm happy to spend the holiday with them.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Yeah. Very good. All right. Now tell me, how can I help you today going into this new year?
I was just wondering if you could pick up anything around my love life or career.
Okay. Pick one.
I guess love life.
Okay, good, because that's where my guides wanted to go.
Okay.
I'm seeing somebody around you with a J name. It looks like it might be Jason. Is that somebody that you are already know or have dated in the past?
That's actually my brother's name.
Oh, okay, because his energy is all around you. And okay, he's close to you in age, is that right?
My brother is 4 years older.
Okay, my guides are showing me that he's close to you. So if it's not in age, then it's either in proximity where you live or, you know, close to you on a personal level. You know what I mean? Okay, how far apart do you guys live?
Not that far.
Okay, so you see each other kind of regularly?
No, actually, we don't. It's kind of odd that you mentioned his name.
Okay. So it looks like the direction that my guides are going in is that your brother, the connection with your brother, is going to be the key to bringing in a new relationship for you.
Okay.
So you might want to give your brother a shout out from time to time.
Okay.
And, you know, don't say, hey, Jason, Cynthia told me that you're going to be the connection to my next lover. So I'm calling you because I want to find out who it is. No. Be genuine about it. Okay. And let it evolve naturally. Okay. But I feel like this is going to be somebody that he's friends with or somebody that he works with or an acquaintance or something like that. But it looks like that the person is going to be affiliation with your brother, Jason. My guides are confirming that's a yes. Okay.
Okay.
So
I just ask something?
Yeah.
I actually have someone in mind.
Okay.
That I wanted to ask about.
Okay. Does the name start with a P?
No.
Okay, because I'm getting a Philip now. Give me the name of the individual, please.
Carmelo.
What's the first name? Carmelo. Yeah, my guys are saying probably not. Okay. But, you know, we meet up with people for the experience for Soul Girls. And it looks like if you were to get involved with this person, it would be a difficult relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay. So, it's totally up to you, but it looks like it would be a very difficult relationship, and I don't feel like you'd get a lot of pleasure out of it.
Okay.
You know, if you enjoy life, enjoy the moment of life, then you can try to make any situation better. But my guides are like, why would you want to, you know, even go there? It'd be grueling punishment, they're saying. Okay.
Mm.
So when they show me something like that, often it's because inner level, we feel like we're not worthy or good enough. Okay. So I want you to think about that and start telling yourself that I am good enough to have a wonderful relationship. Because I don't feel like you've had really great relationships in the past. I feel like that they've been, you know, difficult relationships for you. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd like you to change your future by starting right now in starting to tell yourself that you are worthy of a good, healthy relationship, that you have value, that you have your own special gifts that you meant to bring to the world. And, you know, sometimes that's just with the people that you live with or work with. It doesn't mean that you have to be out working with the public like I do, okay? So start trying to figure out what your gift is that you came here to bring to the world. It could be, I'm getting that cooking is not it for you, though. It's because as I'm speaking to you, I'm going through a list of things with my guides at the same time, and they're like, no, it's not cooking. Example, one of my graduate students is a phenomenal gluten-free baker. She's a phenomenal cook anyway, but she's not able, and she used to cook professionally, but she's not able to anymore because of health challenges. But she cooks amazingly well for her family and sometimes for her friends whenever she can. And sometimes, you know, it's not every day. And we, as friends, you know, we don't get to enjoy her cooking as often as we used to. So, but take whatever gift that you have to bring to the world, even if you think it's, you know, something so small and something that wouldn't matter, bring that out into the world, because you never know where that's going to impact someone and make a difference. And I really, are you in school now or thinking about going back to school?
I want to go back.
Okay, because my guides are directing you towards school, okay? And it looks like that you've been out of school for a few years now. Is that right?
Oh, well, just two.
Okay, well, that would fall into the category of, you know, a few years, two, three. Okay, so the thing is, I feel like that you really have no idea what you want to do, okay? So think about what you loved to do when you were a kid, when you were just lost in another world. What was it that you liked to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that'll give you a clue as to what direction in school and in your life to go in, because it'll show you what really makes you happy. You know, for me, I used to love to draw. And then I guess about 10 years ago, maybe, no, 14 years ago, I had gotten, I had a serious injury, and I was pretty much bedridden for months. And then when I could finally get up, about 7 months later, I could sit in a lawn chair in the backyard. I decided to pick up my drawing again. And then I decided to paint. And I'd never picked up a paintbrush before, painted other than paint by numbers when I was a kid, which I enjoyed too. And I just started creating these watercolor artworks that my friends like fight over. So, you know, I haven't turned it into something that I sell, but it's just something that I enjoy doing. So if you can find something that you enjoy, even if it's not something for sale, when you give that energy out to the universe, it helps you bring more energy in. Okay. And, with not feeling well, is your head like stuffed up and are you feeling dizzy still?
I feel better than the past few days, but I was feeling very stuffed up.
Okay. Cause it's all in the head. All right. And also my guides are saying that you, like me, can get off into your mind thinking and worrying about things in your head, but it's often things that never materialize, okay? So remember to come back into the present moment, okay? And then I'd really like you to look at school. I want to say, start looking at different classes, look at what you're interested in, some even high schools, local high schools, offer nighttime courses for adults, not necessarily courses for credit, but courses, things like it can be floral design or it can be watercolor painting. It can be, there's all different sorts of things. So look at your local school areas, and they're very often very inexpensive. So take some fun classes. Look at the local classes that are available that are fun for you, and then start exploring school that way. Okay. And when you do decide on a direction, I feel like it's going to be another year or two maybe for you. Don't be afraid of it and just apply for all the financial aid and grant money or anything that you can find, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'll do that. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Christina. Thank you so much for calling in. And
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well. Have a blessed New Year, and I wish you lots of happiness.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, I still have some callers on the line, but I do want to get to some more of the list of the 10 things to help you in your new year. Okay, so number 5, be specific about what you want and take action. Decide on just one thing that you would like to work on and do it today. And rather than work on it long term, work on it daily, day by day, because that's going to give you a better chance of success rather than projecting it into the future and say, okay, and if we go back to the weight loss again, we'll say, okay, I want to lose 20 pounds by July. Well, you know, you could lose 20 pounds between April and June or April and July, or you could lose a pound a week, say. So focus on the day. And so when you're at the refrigerator again and you're going to put something in your mouth, make a conscious choice, knowing that, okay, I want to lose 1 pound this week. And you can break it into a week, and it makes it so much easier. All right, number 6, create a self-improvement agenda for yourself. Put on your agenda what activities you always thought about but never had time to do, and do them right now. You know, it could be that you want to take up hiking, or you could want to take up painting, whatever it is. You could want to take up accounting. Whatever you've wanted to do for yourself, and do that. And, you know, taking classes, whether it's to be an accountant or just Tai Chi classes, if it makes you feel better, that is self-improvement. So create a self-improvement agenda for yourself and do it today. You know, one thing I realized this week, I was watching a documentary with Dave a couple of days ago about Peru and Machu Picchu. And I'd always wanted to go to Machu Picchu and experience the energy there. And I realized that I'll never be able to go now because my physical body has so many challenges that I could go, but I'd never be able to go make the pilgrimage up the pyramids. And so that made me really sad. So anything that you really want to do, do it now, because there could be a time in your life that comes that you won't longer, for some reason, be able to do it, whether it's a physical challenge or whatever. Okay, so I'm going to take the next caller. And I do want to finish the list, though. So let's try to keep the calls brief. And this is the area code 480. Last 4 digits, 4830. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Great.
Quick question.
Yeah?
I wanted to inquire. I have a friendship with a woman named Sarah. And, and there seems to be kind of like a, comes in, she goes out, she comes in, she goes out type of thing. And I just wanted to see if there's anything potentially long term here down the road.
Okay. It looks like she's going to continue that pattern, go in, come out, go in, go out. And does she have sort of longer dark hair and is on the thin side?
She's on the thin side, but kind of that might be her natural color. But,
okay.
She, you know, obviously, you know, shades of blonde.
Right, right. Okay. It looks like that she suffers a little bit from depression.
Mm-hmm.
And goes in and out of that and feel like that it's when she's in it, she seems to gravitate towards you for some reason.
Yeah.
So do you help her emotionally? You seem to help her emotionally a lot.
I'm intuitive as well. So, I mean, it's,
yeah.
But I mean, it's difficult to read for myself because it's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it me or is it the message?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I totally get that because when I. I'm in a quandary, I go to my intuitive specialist and say, help, you know.
Exactly.
And it looks like the pattern's going to continue in and out, in and out, in and out. And it's really going to be a matter of how long that, you know, you want to encourage this relationship. Because I feel like that the door for you is not opened right now because you're entertaining this relationship and you are investing a lot of emotional energy in it.
Because
I feel like that you would really like this to turn into something more permanent. And so it's closed the door off for you for other possibilities to come in. So, and I don't feel like I don't feel like you're quite ready to let Sarah go yet. And that maybe another cycle of her coming in and out, my guides are giving me the number two, maybe two times. And then it'll be like, you know, maybe I want to open the door a little bit for some other possibilities to come in. And then when the door is open, it looks like there'll be a flood of people coming in.
Oh, interesting. Because I've been trying to date a little bit, and I was out last night and that type of thing for just a happy hour meet and greet type of thing. So, you know, so I mean, I'm open to dating people, and I tell her. I mean, I'm just her friend,
right?
And that's all I'm being right now. So I haven't really said any, you know, put forth any effort in pursuing.
Right. But
other
energetic.
Than being a friend.
Right, but energetically, you have a lot invested in that.
No, you're correct.
Yeah, so it's blocking the possibilities of other women coming in for you. So you can be her friend, but really think about the energy and the focus that you're putting into it, because it really is blocking off your opportunities. And then once you do that, the door is going to open wide and you'll have lots of opportunities because you have a lot to offer. You've got a great personality. You're a lot of fun to be with. You like to have a good time. And, you know, you really have a lot to offer. And it looks like you're very cute, too, by the way.
I take care of myself. I'm in pretty good shape.
Yeah. So you really have a lot to offer. You bring a lot to the table. And then once you're able, like I said, to pull some of your energy away from caretaking Sarah, then that's going to open.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's going to open the door for you to, you know, have other opportunities. And, you know, as intuitive, we tend to do that. We attract the people who need care because that's what we do. And that's okay, but recognizing when it's becoming unhealthy for you in blocking your life is really the key. Okay?
Thank you so much. I needed that.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was really a pleasure talking with you. And
you as well. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I wish you a prosperous and healthy, happy new year. And I see lots of possibilities for you this year. It looks like it's going to be a really wonderful year for you with lots of friends And it, yeah, it looks, once you open that door, it's going to be really a great year for you. You've got a lot of new opportunities coming up this year.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Check in and let me know how you're doing down the road.
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Mike. Take good care.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Happy New Year. Okay. So going to the chat room, we have Lil Fairy asks, she'd like to ask about a coworker who stares at her a lot in spite of being in a relationship. Okay, so now looking at this, I don't feel like he means you any harm. And but he is interested in you despite the relationship being there. That being said, you know, it's your choice what you do with that. It's always difficult if you pursue someone or someone pursues you and there is a relationship going on, because it clouds your relationship with them, and typically it doesn't turn out to be a good thing. So I don't think you have anything to worry about your safety. Your safety looks okay. And I hope that helps. It's really difficult to answer questions from the chat room, especially something like that, without speaking with you. Okay, so let's hurry up and get back to the list. Okay. Number 7, rid yourself of mundane chores that are not really important. You know, you can spend hours cleaning up the coffee grounds on the counter. Every time you walk by, you know, not saying don't clean the house, because it's important to have a clean house because it helps with your raising your energy. But take time to spend more time doing pleasurable things, and maybe cleaning is pleasurable for you. So take your mundane chores and consolidate them as much as you can, and make sure to take some time out every day to do something you enjoy, even if it's for 5 minutes. Number 8, eliminate procrastination. Instead of talking to yourself about what you're going to do later today or tomorrow or next week, start the task right now. Set some time aside and get it started. Number 9, don't give up control of your life to others. You can't enjoy being in the present moment if you're trying to make everyone else like you. Not everyone is going to like you for whatever reason. And remember, everybody sees life through their own filters, and it has nothing to do with you. Remember, don't take it personally. If someone doesn't like you, move on. People are going to respect you when you operate from a position of strength and self-reliance, not from people-pleasing. So don't try to please everybody. And oh my gosh, we only have 1 minute left. So feel good about yourself. You are magnificent, a magnificent human being. Always feel good about yourself and the people that you're with. If it doesn't feel good, then, you know, move on, move on. Okay, so you can find me at CynthiaFontaine.com. I'm on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Medium. I love you all so very much. I wish you all a very blessed, prosperous, and happy new year. Take the 10 tips, re-listen to the call, and apply as many as you can. And you'll find that your 2015 turns out to be a positive, magnificent year, living in the moment rather than living in the future. I love you all. I'm so sorry for those who I couldn't take the call. But if you would like to message me on Facebook, private message me, I will be happy to take your question. I'll be on Facebook for the next 10 minutes. All right. I love you all.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything.
All that
is.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.